I'm Mitch Wertlieb. This is VPR News. Vermont is one of just two states in the country that still have a two-year term for governor, but there is an effort at the Statehouse to amend the state constitution to move to a four-year term. As VPR's Bob Kinzel reports, this is an issue on which the current governor and a former governor have very different viewpoints.
For the first 80 years that Vermont was a state, governors were elected to a one-year term. Then in 1870, a two-year term was implemented, and it's remained in place for almost 150 years. Currently, Vermont and New Hampshire are the only states that have kept the two-year term. This year, lawmakers are considering a constitutional amendment to extend the governor's term to 4 years. Former Governor Madeline Cunin strongly supports this change.
Most tough problems are controversial, and if you're up before the voters after 2 years, you might not have a chance to really build the constituency in support of these issues.
But Governor Peter Shumlin looks at this issue very differently.
I personally have found as governor that it's particularly helpful when you're trying to do big, bold things to be able to every 2 years get a check-in from Vermonters and say, listen, I'm pushing ahead with what I think is right. I came here to get some really tough things done. I know they're controversial. I know you won't agree with maybe any of them, or maybe most of them, or maybe some of them, but I just assume know whether you want to fire me or not.
Backers of the two-year term say that it's a good way to keep governors more in touch with voters, but Cunin doesn't buy this argument.
You go to events, you get opinions, you get emails, you get phone calls. That's the virtue of being in a small state, that government is intimate and very close. So I think a four-year term would not diminish that.
Shumlin says he's also convinced that it's best for a governor to serve a total of 6 years in office.
Because after 6 years, folks tend to be pretty tired of their governor. It's a controversial job. You do a lot. You get a lot of people mad. And you can't have a six-year term without a two-year term in any way that I can figure out.
It's a long process to amend the Vermont Constitution. First, two-thirds of the Senate must initially approve the proposal. Then it requires a simple majority in the House. Then it must be approved by both chambers in the next two-year legislative session. If it makes it that far, it's presented to voters in a statewide referendum. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.